Good morning, Mr. Zimmerman. How are you?
Doing great, thanks, Tony.
Well, thanks for coming on the program. Saw a story in today's Detroit Free Press talking about how tourism has really bounced back. And I don't know if I'd use the adjective bounce, but it's up this year over last year, and I know that's got to please you.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, last year was not a particularly good year for the industry, but around the state, all of the areas we've talked to are reporting that definitely a better year this year, 5-10% gains in many places, and we'll see when we have some final data later in the year. But everything looks good, and also we saw the hotel occupancy for the year is up, and as is the revenue that hotels are getting for each room they have. So some good things, and we hope that we can keep it going this year.
Why is tourism-related activity and hotel occupancy up?
Well, I think a couple things. The economy is better. You know, consumer confidence is better. People feel better about spending money on travel again. Obviously, we've continued the second year of the national Pure Michigan cable TV advertising, and we have had reports from all over the state that we've got visitors coming in from much more distant places than in the past. You know, we were pretty much a Great Lakes phenomenon for decades, and until last year, we'd never really advertised outside the Great Lakes region, but now we've been national for 2 years, and we think that's helping. So the weather's been good. We've had a nice, warm, hot, dry summer, which is great for tourism. I think all those things contributed. Gas prices are relatively low.
George, we recently had some interviews with the Mackinac Center, and some of those folks don't believe that your department should be open, that funds should be taken from that and put into other parts of the budget. And is this proof that what you do works and that the tourism ads that are seen around the country and around the region are working?
Well, it's certainly part of it, you know, but the thing we do even more intensively as far as research is, you know, we can look at the broader numbers and what's going on, but, you know, frankly, we can't take credit. You know, I mentioned weather is a factor. There are a lot of factors. You know, the Pure Michigan advertising campaign, we can't take credit for, you know, 100% of the tourism in the state. I mean, that would just be ridiculous, and we don't. But what we do is we commission an independent research company, a company that does this kind of work for companies like General Motors and Procter & Gamble to analyze advertising results. And what they have shown consistently is that for every dollar we spend on out-of-state advertising, that advertising stimulates enough new travel to Michigan that the state more than makes back its money. And I'll give you the example with last summer. Pure Michigan advertising for last summer out-of-state attracted about 2 million visitors to the state. They spent about $600 million, and they also paid about $40 million in Michigan sales tax. Now, that $40 million is more than the campaign cost. So, you know, I guess what we would say is that, you know, the campaign won more than pays for itself from the state's perspective. It's putting more money back in the state treasury for other things like education and roads and everything else. But the other thing is there was the $600 million that those visitors spent at Michigan businesses that would not have happened. And so I just fail to see how this is not a great investment for the state, probably one of the best that it makes.
We're talking with George Zimmerman, who's Vice President of Travel Michigan. George, I'm a summer guy, so I hate to even talk about this, but I'm going to take a hit for the radio program. Let's talk about the winter and what you and your team is doing to gear up for wintertime here in the state.
Well, you know, and unfortunately, our budget was cut 37% this year. We had $28 million for promotion last year. We have $17 million for promotion this year. And so in order to keep that national cable TV campaign going for summer, which we did this year, it meant basically we have no money left for fall or winter. And I think that's, you know, very unfortunate. I actually expect that we'll see a drop in fall travel because of it. You know, last year we spent almost $2 million promoting fall in Michigan to places like Chicago. We're just not going to be able to do that this year. So, you know, we'll do the best we can with public relations and social media and all the other things we do in our website. But, you know, advertising does work. That's why people advertise on your show and on your station, and that's why people advertise everywhere else. So, you know, we're not going to have the power of that advertising for fall and winter this year, and that is very unfortunate.
All right, George, anything else new and newsy coming up from your side?
Well, I just would say the social media stuff is just amazing, and if folks who are on Facebook definitely need to go to the Pure Michigan Facebook page. We've got more than 130,000 fans now.
All right. Sounds good. Enjoy your day.
Okay, thanks.